listening content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Yes, baby, we're back.
We are. I'm so excited. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, May 3rd, a couple days after Osama. I'm trying not to say Obama.
I keep doing that, too.
I posted on Facebook. I said, you know, every time I use Obama and Osama in the same sentence, right. I get confused.
Which is not necessarily a great thing.
No, it's not a great thing. No.
Yes, so it happened on Sunday. Yes. Yeah, I was at my friend Cecile's house for a dinner party, and we were watching the news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did you think? Were you happy? Were you celebrating?
I am not. My thing is this. Yes, mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that were killed, and by no means is I'm saying he's a good man by any means. What I have a problem with was seeing all the people cheering for his death. Mm-hmm. That's what I had a problem with.
Yeah.
I don't. No matter how awful somebody is, and I'm not saying by any means it's right. At all, what he did.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't feel like revenge.
Yeah.
If somebody kills somebody, then you go kill them because they kill. Yeah. I don't, an eye for an eye, I really don't believe in.
Right. You know, I don't look at it so much as revenge as a victory, you know. I mean, I think we feel that we finally got the perpetrator for 9/11 and for all the other problems that we've been having in the world. And people are celebrating, you know. I mean, I've heard your point of view was mm-hmm. expressed a couple times mm-hmm. on Facebook or a few times, but, you know, I don't know. I was overjoyed. I think most people are. And, you know, because we cut off the monster's head. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be others.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Like, do you feel that this is going to end terrorism?
No,
like,
I don't think it's going to end it.
Do you feel, I mean, there's part of me that actually thinks that, you know, the followers of Osama, not Obama, Osama, are going to be so angry that we're so happy.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what's going to grow from here?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that
but at the same
time,
I know, but do you know what? At the same whether we celebrate or not, they're going to get back at us.
Yeah.
No matter what. But the thing is that, you see, that's their weapon of choice is fear. And if we continue to fear them, we're never going to stop them, you know?
I agree with that, totally.
So, you know, but, they're showing people, you know, protesting in Afghanistan and all that shit, you know, which I don't really care. You know, I mean, it's a scene you see every day in the Arab countries. So
there's killings every single day there.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
But, you know, I mean, one thing I was wondering about and I posted on Facebook, mm-hmm. it's like, you know, he was buried at sea. And my question is, what was the rush to bury him, you know?
I don't know.
I mean, I want to see pictures of his body.
I said the same thing before the show. Yeah. I absolutely, my father said that yesterday. He'll call in, I think tomorrow. But, I said the same thing. I want to see his body.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I want proof.
I
want to know that he's there. And it seems to me very, very unusual that they would get rid of the body right away.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, why?
Exactly.
You know?
I mean, you killed him.
Yeah.
He's not doing anything else. So why get rid of it so quickly? I know. I completely agree with you there. I do want to see pictures. I wonder if they're going to come out.
Yeah.
I really do.
I don't know, you know, but I remember when Saddam's sons were killed, they released pictures of them, you know?
Yeah, they did.
And to prove to us that indeed they were captured.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case here, no. I don't know.
I wonder.
Did you hear that he was using his wife as a human shield when they broke into his room? Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear this.
Yeah, he grabbed her and, you know, put her in front of him, and they shot both of them, you know.
Shut up.
One of his sons, too, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. It's actually one of his wives, they're saying.
One of his wives.
Yeah.
Because he was a polygamist.
Yeah.
Okay.
A playboy, right?
He was polygamy.
I mean, he's really attractive. You can see you can see the irresistibility in him.
Oh, yes. Yummy. I did not know that.
Yeah.
So his wife's dead.
Yeah. One of them.
And his son.
Yeah, and his son. One of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, but that's the thing. I mean, to his death, he went... you know, killing civilians and sacrificing people.
And then he hides behind his wife.
Yeah.
That's pretty, his wife, I guess. But, you know, they're both gone, unfortunately. I mean, unfortunately for her, but, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, I always think about this. Not always think about that, because that sounds fucked up. But, you know when the BTK killer is a BTK. Remember that serial killer?
Yeah. I don't. BTK doesn't ring
BTK,
a bell.
BTK. Okay. His name was BTK. He was around for like 20 something years. And granted, like his wife and kids didn't know about this, but he was involved in the community. He was a family man. He went to church, and then in his private life, he murdered all these women, starting like in the 80s, right? And then he would write letters to the cops and saying like, you know, I'm out here for you to catch me, and just pretty much hiding in plain sight for over 20 years.
Wow.
And I forget what it was that tipped the cops off that finally found him.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I don't know if he's got the death penalty or he's in prison or something. I think about, like, if I was the wife, what the fuck? Like, what? I don't know what I would even... I mean, granted, he did this behind her back, but I'm thinking, like, you know, this Osama's wives, like, I guess in that... I don't know. I mean, I could go on and on about this, but I probably should shut up about this now. But I just... Is this... something that you could stand by your husband as he's massacring people?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, there was a Stephen King story in his latest book. It's called Full Dark, No Stars, No Moon, something like that. But but you guys got to catch this. There's like four stories in there, and one of them deals with exactly that.
Really?
Yeah, the wife finds out that he's a serial killer.
Okay.
And how she deals with it and all that. But
fascinating.
Yeah, so, but that's a good question, you know?
I mean, again, it's different. I'm comparing this because, you know, Osama's want how many wives he had. I don't know, but... they stood by him after he massacred all these Americans.
Because, you know, I mean, they believe, you know, whatever his followers believe, they believe they're doing the right thing, you know.
Yeah, I guess
we're
so.
We're the and great obvious... Satan, you know, and they need to destroy us.
And his wives think the same thing. But it's like, I mean, it is a different situation because if you're living in complete darkness about your husband being a serial killer.
Right.
Like, I mean, I couldn't even imagine how to deal with that afterwards.
Yeah.
Finding that out.
Yeah.
That would kill me.
Yeah, I think you would leave him. You know, I don't think anybody would stay with a murderer.
Oh, Jesus. I really honestly hope that that would not be the case. Yeah. I don't know what happened to his wife. I mean, maybe she did divorce him, the BTK killer. I don't even know. If anybody knows out there, like, what happened to them, please let me know, or him.
Yeah.
But this was a few years ago. Or in
I don't
the
remember
late,
that.
You don't remember?
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I forget what the BTK stands for, though. Mm. I don't know. It's just so fucked up. Like.
Yeah.
I mean, these people can talk about compartmentalizing.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, to like live this life of, oh God, Gina, my friend Gina wants to call in.
Yeah.
She's, all right, I'll have to give her the number.
Okay.
But she's in town from Chicago.
Oh, okay. Have a call. Yeah. Have a call.
Everybody call in today.
I know.
Say
everybody
hello.
Wants to call in. And folks, we're going to have a comedian if he does call in. Because they never confirmed with me. They just said, okay, you know, Tuesday. And I said, okay. But I never got a back confirmation.
Okay.
But he should be calling in. His name is Bobby Collins, and he's very funny. And I wanted to take a few minutes a few minutes. To play a couple of his routines. He's pretty funny. But yeah, if your friend wants to call in, have a call in.
She wants to call in. I have to. I don't even know the number here.
It's 323.
There we go. Okay, 323.
203. 203. 0815.
0815.
Yeah, so that's for all the listeners that want to call in that don't happen to see it on the front page.
It's right there. I can't even find it. I'm looking at the front page. I can't even find it.
It's right where it says Listen Live. You know, underneath that, it says, you know, on the top, it says Listen Live.
Oh, see.
Calling numbers. I mean,
gotcha.
I didn't make it
channel
huge.
Channel 1, that's why.
Yeah.
Channel 1, and then there's one a different one for channel 2.
Right,
look at
exactly.
You tricky, man.
Yeah.
You're so tricky. Yeah, my friend's in, she's, I've known her since I was 3 years old, and she's visiting from Chicago.
How cool.
Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah. She's nuts. She's crazy and awesome. And
really?
I love her. And she probably says dumber things than I do, actually. We'll have to tell the story of what
possible?
She said. I know, which is kind of impossible, but it's true. She said something so dumb this weekend. I'm gonna tell it. Hopefully she'll call in.
So I never realized you said dumb things.
Oh,
really? Where have I been?
Settle down. I say dumb things all the time, and you know it.
No, you don't.
Oh, I say a lot of dumb things in my life. Yeah. But she called. We went down to Venice. I took her to Venice.
Wow, yeah.
That was like a trip
for
her.
She loved it, huh?
Well, she loved it, but she was like, these wackos out here, which is true, because there are some wackos in
it's
Venice.
It's full of wackos.
Oh, yeah.
Venice Beach.
I mean, L.A. is crazy, but Venice is. Yeah. So we're walking. So it's me, her, and my friend Cecile. We're walking towards the beach, and Cecile sees this guy that she knows, because Cecile goes and there's like this place where these people dance on roller skates and rollerblades. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, but they're awesome, and she's really, really good at it. So anyway, so Cecile sees her friend. She's like, hey, how are you? And so he's talking to us, and we pass a hostel, and Gina looks over, and she was like, is that a hostel? And we're like, yeah. And she's like, wow, okay. And so then we kept walking, and she goes, really? They have hostels here? And we're like, yeah, Gina.
Yeah, this would be the place to have it.
Hold on, it gets better. And she goes, really? And then the guy that we're with goes, yeah, I own a hostel right over here. It's
wow.
And he said the name of it. And Gina goes, you own a hostel? And she started getting so angry, and we're like, yes, Gina. And she goes, she turns to him, and she goes, Do they really have sex there?
Uh-huh.
And the guy goes, well, I'm pretty sure they probably do. And Cecile realizes what Gina was saying, and she goes, it is not a brothel. It is a hostel. And Gina thought the hostel was a brothel. And that's why she was like, oh, my God, there's, like, brothels here. Oh, my God, this is disgusting.
Oh,
like, right here. And we were laughing so hard. We were like, you are the biggest idiot. I love
that's
you.
That's funny.
Yeah, so she says really dumb things.
You should bring her in then.
Well, I tried to, but you know what? Yeah. Do you want to know what her excuse was this morning?
What?
I'm totally going to out her right now. She's too hungover.
Really?
Yeah. So, because
well,
we went out
excuse.
Last night, and she was like, I'm like, Gina, I'll come pick you up and bring you into the station. And she goes, I'm too hungover, but I'll call in. I was like, all right, you know what? Maybe she'll come in tomorrow. I'll drag her ass
drag her ass.
Because she leaves Thursday morning. So.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's a short stay.
No, she got here Saturday.
Oh, Saturday.
Yeah,
okay,
so
cool.
We've been
so she
busy.
Came especially to see you? Or?
She has a bunch of friends out here, so we've
oh,
been
okay.
all, she's been staying at different people's houses and stuff like that.
Very
it
cool.
is so, when you have people come visit, is it not like, it is amazing, but it's exhausting.
Yes.
Because
you have to entertain.
On.
Yeah.
You're like, you have to do your life, and then you have to go be a tourist for the day and take them everywhere.
Yeah, like a tour guide.
Yeah.
And you take them to Hollywood and Venice. And
yeah, they want to do all the
enough
tourist
with that
stuff. Right, and we're like, really? This is so boring. I want to stick a fork in my eye. But it's like, I mean, I love it. I love having people come out here. I do,
yeah.
I do. So friends, family, you can come out
here.
Yeah,
you can all come here to visit
but her. The, yeah, exactly. But no, it's just, I find it so exhausting. Like, I'm just so, oh. I don't even know. And she, you know, I have 2 more days, so I got to be on.
Yeah.
Got to be on like this. Maybe I should do some crack. Maybe that'll help. I don't know. I'm just kidding, Dad. Anyway, okay, so back to Osama. So.
Do we really want to go back to that?
Oh, fine.
Or did
we
say
don't
everything?
Have to.
Yeah.
All right, fine. We don't have to.
You look ravishing in this black outfit you've got.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's kind of different. I mean, I noticed it because every day you pretty much wear jeans like
I do
and stuff.
Yeah,
so
it's comfortable.
Yeah.
I know. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
It's so comfy. It's a little onesie.
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
That's cool.
Yeah, but it's
well, if I look like right over the monitor, all I see is your shoulders and your
there
bare
you
shoulders.
My
so I can
naked.
Pretend you're sitting here naked.
in my birthday suit. Yeah. Maybe one day I'll come in my birthday suit.
Sounds good.
Why not?
Yeah.
Well,
I'll be celebrating.
How was your weekend? Since I haven't talked to you, we weren't in here yesterday.
You know, never to ask me about my weekend because nothing happens.
You know what? I'm hoping one day you'll be like, Steph, I went to the biggest party and you're going to tell me something.
I will when it happens, believe me.
So you just hung out again?
Yeah.
Read books?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Hung out with the kids?
Actually, I didn't get a chance to see the kids. We had to work a little bit this weekend.
Aww.
But yeah. No, but I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I get to see them enough and it's cool.
And everybody's good?
Yeah, everybody's fine.
Dina's still sick.
Yeah, she's been sick for over a week now.
Ugh.
And she's had enough of that, you know?
Oh my God, such
yeah.
a pain in the ass.
It sucks to be sick when it's summer too, you know?
I know, and the weather is just incredible
it's
here.
Very, yeah, the weather's nice, but it's dry and, you know.
My allergies are going a little haywire.
You've got allergies,
haywire.
Yeah.
My face is swelled up. I'm a mess right now.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody can hear it in my voice.
Yeah.
or
well,
maybe
that's what happens.
Sexier.
Did you drink a lot last night too?
No, I didn't drink anything.
Really?
We just went and got sushi.
Yeah,
because
you don't get drunk, huh?
No. If I do, I'll drink like two drinks and then I'm done for
right.
the night. But
yeah.
We went and had sushi and Gina doesn't eat sushi, but she tried. I made her try some spicy tuna, and she loved it.
Really?
So, so we went, and I just had some green tea, and and oh my God, I can't even begin to tell you what our conversation. Like we closed the place down. We had the best time. Yeah,
wow.
It was great. She's awesome, and you know, since we've known each other so long, like. Mm-hmm. We just reminisce about stupid shit all the time. And the people that are with us are like, I'm so bored.
Yeah,
oh
like,
my
what
God.
The hell are you talking
right?
about?
Right, like, we just go off about things. Remember when we did that? You know, and we just go crazy. But it's so nice to, like, know people that long and still be friends with them.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's
still...
true. That's true. I kind of wish I had. I only have, like, one childhood friend that
yeah?
I'm still kind of in contact with. But he's in Israel, you know.
Yeah.
That's the problem with me is that I left when I was 16, so all these friends have moved on and, you know, I don't even know where to find them.
Well, I mean, being here in Israel, that's a little bit farther than Chicago and L.A.
That's
like,
true.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? That's a little bit more difficult. So,
yeah.
I mean, I get back to Chicago like twice a year usually if I can.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it's good to keep in touch with old friends, you know.
Oh, yeah. I have every time I go back, I have dinner with. There's 12 of us girls mm-hmm. that have been friends since 7th grade.
Wow.
So we all get together and have dinner.
How cool.
Yeah, it's so... Oh, my God. It was... Yeah, the last time we got together, mm-hmm. just so you all know this, because it was... I just want to share it. Anyway, we went out to dinner downtown.
Uh-huh.
And one of my best friends, Beth... So there's all 12 of us girls there, right? And... Beth comes in late and she sits down and she was the maid of honor at my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
She sits down next to me and we're kind of catching up. I was supposed to see her a couple days before, but because of the snowstorms and stuff, I think she was in Philly. She couldn't get back early. So this was the first time I was seeing her was that night. So we were kind of catching up and I said, so what did Tim get you for Christmas, her husband? She's like, nothing. We're not trading. We didn't trade this year because we just got married, whatever. And she's like, and she goes, and then we went on our honeymoon. She goes, and I'm pregnant. And so I started screaming because
right.
this is how she told me, right?
Right?
2 seconds later, my friend Carrie next to me goes, and I'm pregnant. And then I started screaming again. And then across the table,
wow.
Sarah goes, and I'm pregnant. And then I started screaming again.
Uh-huh.
And then over to my right next to Carrie was my friend Maggie. And she goes, and I'm pregnant.
Wow.
And I flipped out. And I'm not even joking you, Sam. None of them knew about it. Mm. About each other.
Really?
None of them
wow.
even talked about it. Like, and they all just decided to say it. And it was like this perfect, like one by one, they uh-huh. just said it. And I was screaming like a crazy person in the restaurant. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. And I was freaking out because first of all, like when does that ever happen?
Mm.
Like four of your friends getting pregnant all at the same time, not even knowing about each other,
right.
just by chance.
Mm.
And then we're out to dinner and then they all reveal it. And so now they're all having their babies like a month apart.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Sounds good.
My friend is, she needs to call it. She's retarded.
She needs to call.
She's okay. like, what was the website? I've told her this 100 times. Well,
oh,
maybe
she's trying
maybe
to listen to.
She's trying to... I don't know what she's doing, to be honest.
Well, the hell with it. Whenever she calls, she calls. We're going to have
Who
her
cares?
In the studio.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow she'll come in.
Yeah.
And my dad will call tomorrow, too.
Why? So listen, we're probably, if our comedian calls, he's going to call about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to play a couple of his routines.
Yes.
He's very funny. Bobby Collins, he is kind of like a visual comedian also, so we may miss a couple of things here.
Okay.
But let's see. This one's about L.A. and New York. And hold on a second. Where's the L.A. New York one? No, I think... okay, there it is. Okay. Let's see. Come on, man. I'm not hearing anything. This is like...
I just heard something.
It's good to be here. I love California. I have a home in Santa Monica, California. I also live in New York, and I guess you people always say your accent. You from New York? No. But they do talk about you, California people. You live good here. You do. You live good. They always ask me in New York, we're sitting around my friend Artie, hey, Bobby. Those car chases on TV, I go, aren't they wonderful? They go, when do they kill them? I go, they don't. They just follow them. Occasionally, they bump them. New York, they wouldn't get too blocked. Got the right to remain silent.
Okay, so that's that.
Oh,
now, he's
awesome.
Got one about cats and dogs. I want to play that one. Yeah, you'll probably like that.
I didn't know cats were smarter than dogs. I got a big golden retriever. I love him to pieces. He's not that high up on Brain Mountain. My kids used to take the handle of the phone and whack. He'd give me that look. Bobby, you're lucky I'm not a pit bull. I would have eaten them a long time ago. My dog's the one on the 4th of July with the headband and the piccolo.
Piccolo.
Nah, he's stupid, but I love him. Oh, I love him. He looks at me like, Bobby, you're the most wonderful guy in the world. I love you, Bob. You pee, I pee too. I'll lick anything. Cat treats me like I'm kitchen help. I come home 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm locking the car door on the street. My dog's in the front window. Everyone get up. Bobby's home. Bobby! Love you. Meet you by the door. I open up that door. Give me a big one, Bobby. Give me a big one. We got to get rid of that cat. And the cat's walking by. I don't eat out of cans.
Oh, my God. That's
He's
so
pretty
great.
Funny. I wish we could get him in the studio, man.
I know. Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
We can make him feel bad enough today.
Yeah.
Bring him in. I love his voice for the dog.
Yeah.
I always think about what my dog would sound like.
Really, if he talked?
Yeah. I don't know. And I wish I was really good with voices, and I would come up with one like that. But that's great. I thought golden retrievers are real. I mean, obviously, every dog is different, but
right.
For the most part, they're a really smart breed.
Golden retrievers?
Yeah.
Really?
They're a really smart breed. They're super great
They're
with
great
kids.
Dogs, though, huh?
Oh,
I mean, they're
God.
Great dogs.
Oh, I have a story about Jack, the dog I adopted out, you
uh-huh.
know, rescued and fostered for a day, and then... Megan's friend Charity ended up, you know, taking him. I told you that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, sure, Steph, you did. I don't care. anyway, so she calls the other day or over the weekend, and she's like, she's a little, not hysterical, but she's, you know, she's like happy, but it sounds like she was crying, and she's a little like, she just, her nerves are shot. But anyway, she said that her one son.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a...
No.
Caller? Okay.
No, go ahead.
We have her one son, Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
That's his name. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So they have 12 acres. You know, they have horses, they have goats, they have, you know, chickens, everything. Well, they have a gate that leads out to the street.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's a pretty busy street, like 50 miles per hour. Well, in comes her neighbor, and she has the code for the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Her neighbor leaves the gate open.
Wow.
her kid, I don't know how this happened, but Tiger, her son, mm-hmm. had wandered off the property onto the street, like onto the main street.
Wow.
Jack follows him.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Tiger is walking. I don't know how long it took for a neighbor to see Tiger walking and realize it was him. Mm-hmm. Jack was following Tiger. And every time Tiger was going into the street, Jack would nudge him to stay out of
really?
The street. Like, saved his life.
Wow.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Wow.
The dog that I fought, like, fostered for a night that I took out of the, you know, out of about to be killed. And he just saved this little boy's life.
Wow.
This is why dogs are amazing, Sam.
Yeah, that's true.
I am like, I started crying when I heard the story. I just couldn't even believe it. It was just, oh,
wow.
My God.
It's amazing. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
oh.
There's some great dog stories out there, you know. I remember,
there really is.
Yeah, there's some good movies and that about dogs, you know, so.
Homeward Bound.
Yeah.
Just kidding. That was a Disney movie. I have no idea. I saw that when I was 12. It's the only dog movie I could think of at the time. Well, I did used to like it when I was a kid, though. But yeah. There are great. What about Air Bud?
Air Bud, I've never
it's
seen
like
that.
A dog that plays basketball.
No,
anyway,
but there's some emotional stories with dogs.
Oh, God,
stuff,
yeah.
Know?
No, I mean, incredible. Dogs are incredible.
Yeah,
you know? But
definitely.
Yeah, it was such a, oh, God, that just made everything worth it. I mean, after the loss of Chester and, you know, and then you get news like this that...
Yeah, it's... Pretty
that Jack,
cool. Yeah.
You know, had yeah. saved a boy. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So.
So did
anyway.
You want to talk about yesterday where you were? I mean,
oh,
you
yeah.
mentioned something about it.
Sorry,
I didn't know,
I know
if you wanted to talk
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, no, it's
it.
Fine. I went to, oh, God, I had to go to appeals court yesterday because
uh-huh.
unemployment,
sounds like
it sounds like a disaster is what it was. It actually, I mean, I had an appointment, so I didn't have to wait or anything, but. What happens is in the business that I'm in the industry, every mm-hmm. time anybody, like actors, people behind the camera, grips, anything, whenever you're working and then the job ends, you're mm-hmm. technically laid off.
Right.
Okay, you're not fired, you're laid off. So
right.
we can all claim unemployment.
Wow.
Okay, so I'm claiming unemployment. I keep getting renewed for unemployment, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
great. So last year, I have many of friends, actors, that claim unemployment and don't report the residuals. Because
right.
residuals as actors, we don't know when we get them.
Right.
We get them sporadically. And they're not income necessarily because we don't, like I said, we don't get them on a weekly or a two-week basis
right.
or a monthly basis. It's like extra income for us.
Exactly.
Okay,
right.
So we don't ever report. Like, there's a lot of people that don't ever report it.
Right,
so,
but you're supposed to.
Well,
yeah.
apparently.
Yeah.
And I honestly can say this. I didn't know... that it was such a like horrible thing, and mm-hmm. people can say, oh, you knew, you're stupid, whatever, fine, okay, I'm stupid. You all can say that I'm stupid, fine. But I didn't know, and so I called my tax guy and the unemployment person on the phone when I told this to. She goes, she's such a bitch. She was like, well, is your tax guy have anything to do with unemployment? And I was like, no. And she goes, okay, then. Well, maybe you should have called the office. And I was like, you know what, lady? Settle down. Like, really, I don't think that you need to yell at me like that because I'm not being mean to you. But anyway, she – so I asked the tax guy. I said, do I have to claim this mm-hmm. on my unemployment? And he said – not for tax reason. Nothing – I'm claiming, obviously, on my taxes, but, like, you know, for unemployment. And he's like, no. He tells me no. So I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, so this is fine. So I don't go beyond researching it at
yeah.
all. Call it laziness, call it whatever you will. Okay, fine. I've learned my lesson. So they think I'm screwing the system.
Right.
Okay, I get that because there's a lot of people that do screw the system, but I wasn't screwing. Like, I just thought, all right, this is money that I can have. It's my money. I've worked for it.
Right.
So I can claim it and I can get residuals when they come.
Right.
Well... So I had to fax everything like about a month ago and they said you owe like $3,000 back. And I'm like, fuck you. I'm like, you know what,
God
dude? Like,
damn.
I'm on unemployment for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, not that I can't get a job. It's just like in between gigs, we're allowed to do this. Everybody
right.
is.
Yeah.
Everybody in the business is. And so I was like, fuck this. I am appealing this. So I met with a lawyer, my
uh-huh.
lawyer. And I said, you know, I told him what was going on. And he told me, like, what to say, what to go through. So I had to sit down. And my lawyer didn't come yesterday. But he was like, he's so funny. I love my lawyer. He's a dog show a German dog show judge and handler and breeder. He is a lawyer and he's a magician.
Really?
Okay, this is my lawyer. He's amazing. So anyway, so he sits down and he's like telling me all this. He goes, but you'll lose your first appeal. It's okay. And I was like, awesome. I'm glad I'm going to waste all this time and energy going. But okay. He's like, you will go to the second one together. He goes, I'll go with you. You'll win. It's fine. So I had to sit down with this judge yesterday and her and I, and she had asked me all these questions. I had to answer. And I was being honest. I was like, look, this is the deal. I understand that you see this. I was very nice. I gave her what I had. I have to fax her some more information. And she's like, well, you'll get my decision at the end of the week in the mail. And I was like, great. Thank you. Thank you. You're so serious. But it was just, it was ridiculous. So that's where I had to be yesterday. So that's why we weren't here. And yeah, it was a boatload of fun, let me tell you.
Yeah, it sounds like.
It was like 45 minutes. It wasn't too long, but
yeah,
it was still a waste of my day.
Well, obviously.
But I wanted to fight it. I didn't want to just say, look,
no,
I'm paying
you.
It back because I.
But you still don't know where you stand.
I don't know where I stand. But if they find me, if they're going to say that I'm guilty,
you owe them.
Whatever,
yeah,
that I owe them, I'm going to appeal it again.
Yeah.
Because, it's just about the fact that I wasn't trying to do it. Like,
right.
It's $3,000. It's not about even the money. It's about the principle. Like,
yeah.
You know what?
But you can't prove the intent. You know what I'm saying?
No, you can't. And that's what's unfortunate. And I understand that they deal with people on a daily basis that try to screw the system.
Right.
So I was very polite. I was very cooperative. I was like, look, I have nothing to hide. Like, I will fax you whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. Like, I've obviously learned from it. I'm never going to do this again.
Yeah.
But it's like, I tell this to my friends who are actors, and they're like, oh, yeah, we never claim them. I'm like, okay, good luck.
Yeah. Well, now you learned your lesson. Yeah.
Yes. So I'm never going to do that again.
Yeah. But no, believe me, stay on good terms with the authorities because they can really get you if they want to.
Oh, sweetie. Didn't I tell you this with my ex-husband?
Yeah.
When he was like, you know, not wanting to... We could never do our taxes on time.
Right.
Ever. He never paid
bills
on
time. Yeah, I remember you saying something. I don't remember, though.
Yeah. It's okay. I'll just
so it. Much for my memory.
It's okay. I have a bad memory, too. But he would never pay bills on time because he was a conspiracy theorist. So he's like, fuck the man. That was his attitude, which didn't really go far, let me tell you. But he was just like, I'm not going to pay bills on time. I'm not going to pay my taxes on time. So we always filed extensions for taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd always get a lot of money back because in my business, again, we can write a lot of it off.
Right.
And again, we know, like, I know what I can write off. He knows what he can write off. This isn't anything that people aren't claiming, whatever. So we would always get a lot of money back. So they started auditing us.
Wow.
And auditing us. Huh? And then my husband tells me, I told you this back in 08 or 09 after I left him. We were audited for like 04. We were audited 3 different years. And this was like for 04, 05. They were saying that we still owed money. I did my taxes first, so they decided to come after me. They said that there was money that wasn't paid. We had to pay back money from 04, and they came after me and froze my account.
Wow.
Because there was a thing that wasn't paid. Now, I called him months prior, and I said, look, let's pay half of it. Let's split it. He goes, no, I'm going to take care of it. I want to do it. You don't have to pay.
Right.
Yeah, right. So I get screwed in the end because months before, and he gives me this whole song and dance of, I had a lot of stuff going on. I was like, look, my grandfather just died. I get it. Like, everybody has stuff. But, like, we are dealing with the IRS. This isn't like mom and dad where you can pay back at another time. They want your money. They're going to take it now, no matter what. So they came after me and froze my account and took, like, over $2,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So moral of the story, guys.
Yeah.
Don't screw the IRS.
Moral of the story. Yeah. Either that or watch who you're marrying.
That's true. Actually, that is a great moral of the story because, you know what, to do this all over again, like, it's so funny because he was so opposite of my father because my dad's a Republican and stuff, and he's very by the book, and you know what I mean? Like, that's my dad. So even though he's outspoken, whatever, but he would never, ever do how Dan lived, and it drove him crazy.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely drove him crazy.
Wow.
And I mean, he didn't say anything. I mean, he would say comments to me. He wouldn't say anything to Dan. But, you know, it was just, yeah. I'm never marrying a conspiracy theorist again. That's for damn sure. I've had enough. I actually wonder what he says about this whole Osama thing. I have to think about that. Osama Obama.
Just say Bin Laden.
Thank you. Easier. Just this whole Bin Laden thing. Like, I wonder what he has to say about it. I'm sure there's some conspiracy about it. I would love to call him up and be like, sure. So what's your take on it?
Yeah.
Just to see. But that'll be another day.
Yeah.
When I'll call him.
Well,
up.
Some people are saying that he was killed in 2001.
I know you said that.
They haven't told us about it, but. I don't know. As you know, I'm not into conspiracies, so I can't confirm or deny. I have no idea.
I'm not really either. Though I find it interesting, just like the other side in a way. But when it goes so far out there is when I can't.
Right. I know. Sometimes it's too much, you know?
It just fascinates me. I mean, I guess everybody needs something to believe in and
create
the story. And I respect that. And hey, to each his own. I don't care what you believe. But when you start thinking that, you know, that there's shape-shifting people in this world, I don't know if I can believe that. That's a little far-fetched for me. But, you know, other than that, like when 9/11 rolled around, when 9/11 happened, my husband was convinced, you know, that the government had something to do with it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
A lot of his friends did. And
really?
There's a lot of documentaries out about it. There's a lot of books about it. I mean, and I would listen, and then I would be like, okay. Like, all right. I don't know about that.
Yeah,
one,
don't
but,
feed me that bullshit.
Well, it's so... Yeah, I can't believe, like, in my heart, I can honestly say this, I don't think that people are that bad. You might disagree.
Yeah.
I think it comes from a Nope, that's not what I was trying to say. A place of fear, you know, where people react from or do things that are horrible. But I innately, like, I just don't... Is that the right word, innately? Mm-hmm. Innately? Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't think people are that bad.
Yeah.
And he tended to think the opposite.
Right.
He thought
people were
horrible.
Right.
And everybody was out to get him.
Right.
And it's like, I don't know if it's such like a selfish way to look at it, like this is him and the universe like revolves around him, or like he's just like that pair. Like I couldn't really figure it out. I mean, as far as like why he came up with this whole, why he felt this way about the world and people and how awful they were. But yet, he followed this spiritual path of like acceptance and love. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, it just didn't make any sense. Like, it didn't add up. But I don't know. I think that people are good. Mm-hmm. There's reasons why people do certain things, and I don't always know. I'm not a psychiatrist. I don't pretend to know. But I don't know. I same thing with Bin Laden. I mean, for him to do what he did is so beyond anything I can even comprehend.
Right, yeah. And it is from fear. I mean, there's no question about it. You know, I mean, And then they try to, you know, implant fear in us. So, you know, because we don't subscribe to their lifestyle.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, I read, I was fascinated back in, for as long as I can remember, I think because my dad would watch the History Channel all the time. Mm-hmm. So I told you I was fascinated with World War II. I was fascinated with Hitler, and I read Mein Kampf in high school.
Yes.
Because I was so interested in, like, why... how a man could do this to people.
Right.
How could he kill and yet not even think twice about it?
Right.
And it started when he was a kid and he had this, and it all based on fear. He actually feared Jewish people because they were rich and he thought they were taking over the world, and he wasn't Jewish, and he wanted to actually kill everybody that wasn't like him.
Right.
So he wanted to kill off everybody that wasn't of the Aryan race, because he was so terrified of everybody that he felt like that if he didn't do it, they were going to do it to him.
Wow.
So but it started at such a young age, and I just like, so for him to be such a monster, it was all based in fear.
Yeah.
Which is so weird to say, and yet so fascinating to me how somebody could do that. And just...
Yeah, because I think when you're not fearful, then you can accept people for the way they are, and you don't feel threatened and all that, you know. So I like your view on the world. You know, most people are good. I don't know if that's the case, but it's a it's an easier way to live, you know, when you view things that way.
You know what? It really is. I feel like we are all essentially the same. We all are the same, and we come from the same place, and we go to the same place. And I just feel like, obviously, there's different things that people take on, and their environment, and what they grow up in, and again, like there's hardships in this world, but I really don't think that people want to hurt people out of just sheer wanting to hurt them. I think it comes from a place of fear and unhappiness. But I don't think somebody looks at somebody and says, I want you to die or be miserable or whatever the case may be. In my heart, I don't believe it.
Right. It's because you don't. But I mean, there's a lot of people that do, you know.
There could
it's
be.
Unfortunate. Yeah, believe me, 6 billion people. You've got plenty of people that are hateful, you know. And yes, it does come from fear, but at the same time, it affects people adversely, you know. I mean, people die because of it.
Absolutely. You know, it's not okay.
No,
I'm not saying it's
okay
by any means at all. And please don't, people out there, don't misunderstand me. I do believe that people are good.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I really do. And that's
what
that's I want to believe.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, that's what you want to believe, and that's good. You know, it helps you get through life.
It sure does. It makes life a whole lot better, let me tell you.
Yeah. But you see, like I used to say that people in LA are this and that and this and that. And then I realized it's because I'm not happy with myself, you know.
Yeah.
Now I sit there and, okay, so we've got all kinds of people here, you know, no big deal. I don't hate anybody. I don't dislike anyone,
right,
you know.
Right.
And maybe there are some people like that in LA, but there's some great people here too, you know.
There's great people everywhere. And it's true. It really is true, like what you just said, that when you sit there and say what you hate in other people, it's really what you hate in yourself.
Yeah.
But you can't, it's so much harder, obviously, to look at that and say, these are the things I don't like, and these are the things I need to correct. And, you know, you know, there's no right or wrong way here. It's just, there's no, you know, everybody can do their own thing as long as, like, I don't want, like, as long as I'm not trying to hurt you, I think, or somebody's trying to hurt me, then, you know, I think whatever you believe or preach or same with religion.
Right.
I, you know, people that believe whatever they want to believe, good for them. Hey, that's great. I'm open to go to different churches with friends. But when somebody says to me, look, my religion is the only religion, this is the only right way, I have a little bit of a problem.
You have a problem with that.
I do.
Yeah.
I do have a problem with that.
Okay.
Because I respect everybody else, so I would want people to respect what I believe.
Right.
But I'm very open-minded to learn. I love learning about religion. I love learning about things that I don't know about, you know?
Okay. Well, we've got a phone call. It's probably a friend, huh?
I hope so.
Yeah. Hold on, because I know it's... Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, is this Sam and Steph?
Yeah.
Yes. Who is this? Bobby.
This is not Bobby.
Who is it?
This is Dave. This is Dave Pino.
Dave! It's my friend!
Hey, what's going on?
Dave and Gina, what's up?
Hi!
Hi! Gina, I told you a story.
How are you guys doing?
Good, how are you guys?
Good, what are we talking about this morning?
We're talking, you know, whatever we want to talk
about. Well, whatever we talk about, why are you calling, though?
Because they want to, he's with Gina.
Oh, I see,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, it's Dave and Gina.
No, no, I know, but I want to have some kind of an angle on this one.
Gina, we talked about what you said about hostels and brothels.
You did tell that story?
I did tell that story, Gina.
Yeah, that's funny. Gina, are you going to come into the studio?
I wish. I'm a little bit hungover, not going to lie.
Tomorrow.
Well, maybe tomorrow, yeah. Is David with you here?
Yeah, Dave lives here.
Yeah, David, I've never called him that before. He's in a band called Power Man 5000. And we called to kind of maybe promote the show a little bit.
Okay.
I'll have him say it.
Well, Gina's my manager.
No.
My personal manager.
Somebody say it. Jesus. Let's go.
Yeah, go ahead and plug
you. We're going to be playing. We're going to the Kentucky Derby this week. Are you guys familiar with that?
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah. I've never been, though.
I've never been to it either. I've heard about it, but I've never been to it. I'm excited because apparently it's awesome.
Yeah, so I've heard. Are you going to bet on horses? Is that horses, right?
What's that?
Yeah, are you going to bet on horses, Dave?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to bet on whatever there is to bet on at the Kentucky Derby.
There
we go. I thought it was pretty
Don't you have to wear, like, a fancy hat or something? Don't women have to wear fancy hats?
I don't,
I just made that up. Okay, go on.
I have no idea.
Go on.
Yeah,
so you're going to the Kentucky Derby. When are you playing? So people out there in Kentucky can go.
We're going to be playing on Saturday, May 7th.
Okay.
And it's called the Mother of All Derby Night Parties at this place called the Phoenix Hill Tavern in Louisville, Kentucky.
Wow. Okay, so check it out.
Yeah, I don't know how many listeners we have in Louisville, but, you know.
Maybe even one. Maybe you'll have one person show up, Dave.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. If somebody comes up to me and says that they heard about it through the show, I'm going to be so excited.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy them. If somebody wants to go and they call in, if someone's listening and they call you, I'll give them two guest list passes. They can have... free tickets, and they come and they can hang out with us.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, sounds good. But they have to be
in yours or friends of mine.
Yeah.
They have to be what first?
They have to be in Kentucky first before they go to the show.
Well, somebody's going to travel there. What? You might have groupies and they'll want to travel there.
That's saying. You can't manage that.
No.
God.
Hey, Sam.
Yes.
Lovely accent you got there.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What are you?
Yeah. Huh?
What are you?
What are you?
Oh, what am I? I'm from Israel originally.
Israel?
Yeah. Do you believe that?
Hold on. Good day, mate.
Gina.
Put another rib on the barbie.
Do you know where Israel is, Gina?
Please don't ask me those questions.
There we go.
There you are with your geography.
Gina's as bad as geography as I am.
What?
You're as bad at geography as I am.
Oh, my gosh. I'm at all of it.
Okay. Well, listen, you guys should come in tomorrow.
Come in tomorrow and be fun.
Yeah, and we'll have a lot of fun here.
Because
I won't drink tonight.
Okay. Yeah, your phone connection sucks. We can't really get anything from this. But
so come in tomorrow. We'll talk more.
Keep an iPhone. Okay.
No, it's a cell phone. You know, they usually don't work well on radio. But
okay.
Yeah.
But come in tomorrow, guys.
We'll see you guys.
Thanks for calling.
So we'll be there tomorrow with gifts.
Okay. All right, honey. Good. Bye, guys.
Bye.
They're so fun. I love that they called in. Their reception was bad.
Yeah. I've had another call trying to call in. I'll bet you it's Bobby.
Oh, no.
But we don't have any time, you know, so I'll have to... I don't know why he was late.
Okay.
But we'll arrange maybe for tomorrow, the next day.
That'd be great. I would love... He's awesome. I love his voice.
It's just, you know, like I said, you know, I didn't get a confirmation, so, you know, I don't know for sure, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why sometimes I don't like to promote something in case they don't call or don't show up, you know. It does happen every once in a while.
Apparently.
Yeah. Well, but you know what we didn't talk about is the royal wedding.
Oh, my God. I finally watched it.
You did.
I did. I watched it. I was so excited. You know, what's funny is I was watching the rest of it this morning. Oh, God, it was amazing.
Yeah.
But
did you notice all the hats and everything the women wore? Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. And my dad just texted me. He said they do wear hats at the Kentucky Derby.
Do they?
So I didn't make that up. They do wear that. But the hats were a little... I don't know what that's all about. I don't know when that started or somebody decided that that was a good idea, but...
I know. It was probably part of the invitation. They probably told them women are supposed to wear hats.
I think so. I think that's what's...
Even fashionable weird hats, you know?
Like that bow. Did you see that one, that bow that she had?
Like the pinkish? Was it pinkish?
No, it was beige, and it was like... But Chic Kate looks stunning. Yeah. I was riveted by it. And Megan was like, when I was watching it, she was like, this is not fun. Why are you watching this? And I was like, because I want to be a princess. And it looks like fun. I want to have that wedding. Though I wouldn't be able to like keep my stuff together and like not joke around.
Really?
The whole wedding. Yeah. Come on. Like me, Sam, really?
You would if you were a princess. You
think I could pull
it off? Because they educate them. They raise them to live in that way. You know.
They do. But
I'm sure
saying,
they trained her, you know?
But I'm saying, I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah.
I might look at it as like, okay, this is a great character that I'm studying, and I might do it for a while, and then I'd be like, okay, I can't do this anymore. I just might be a mess after that. But I don't know. It was pretty incredible. Did you finally watch the whole thing?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
What'd you think?
It was pretty cool, actually. You know, I enjoyed it. I mean, it was a celebration, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all it is, you know. It's not, I mean, I'm not going to sit there and criticize it and everything, you know. If they want to celebrate, let them celebrate. What's wrong with that, you know?
Oh, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, you know.
Why not? They're putting their...
And yeah, you had like, what, 3 billion people watching? 2-3 billion
people
around the world?
Is that what they said?
Oh, my
God.
That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people, my friend. Wait, yeah. Where was... Is it Westminster Abbey they got married, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Right. And then... Do they have reception?
I think they had a reception,
do?
But they didn't show it.
I know.
Or maybe I didn't watch it long enough. I don't know.
No, I don't think they showed
it. I definitely didn't watch it all the way to the end. But,
okay.
But yeah,
like
I haven't
hours?
Seen any pictures from a reception or anything.
Me neither.
So
I wonder if there is a reception.